People who ask are answered by God. Did you hear that this morning? Whether the answer is yes or no or wait, right? The uniqueness of our answer from God has something to do with how God speaks to each one of us. The uniqueness of your relationship with God has to do with how He speaks to you uniquely. The sameness of how people hear from God, the sameness of the answer from God that anybody receives next to you, has to do with the fact that God never changes. You may recall Stephen's testimony about how God has always been working with difficult and sinful people. Do you remember Stephen from Acts chapter 7? So if you're in Acts chapter 22, right, it's not hard to get to Acts chapter 7. It's just a little retrograde activity in your Bible there. You're just going to go left pages. And starting in Acts chapter 7 and verse 48, you see something of Stephen's testimony. So 1103, if you've got a Bible at the end of a row. Acts 48, here's what Stephen says about difficult and sinful people with whom God has always been working. 48 says, "The Most High does not dwell in houses made by hands, as the prophet says, 'Heaven is my throne, the earth is my footstool.' What kind of house will you build for me, says the Lord? Or what is the place of my rest? Did my hand not make all these things? What are you going to make me with the stuff that I made? Are you going to cut down trees and build a house? I made trees." God says, "I don't need stuff from you." Look what he continues. This is Stephen. Stephen says, "On God's behalf, you stiff-necked people, uncircumcised in heart and ears, you always resist the Holy Spirit. As your fathers did, so do you. Which of the prophets did your fathers not persecute? They killed those who announced beforehand the coming of the righteous one, whom you have now betrayed and murdered." Everybody in that room knows he's talking about Jesus Christ. "The righteous one whom you have now betrayed and murdered. You who received the law as delivered from angels and did not keep it." It wasn't received well by the people that had not heard from God about what God was busy doing in the world at that point in time when Stephen is telling them what happens. Look at verse 57 of chapter 7 of Acts. "They cried out with a loud voice, and they stopped their ears," like, "I won't listen to any more of this. And they rushed together at him. And then they cast out of the city, they cast him out of the city, and stoned him, and witnesses laid down their garments at the feet of a young man named Saul. And as they were stoning Stephen, he called out, 'Lord Jesus, receive my spirit.' And falling on his knees, he cried out with a loud voice, 'Lord, do not hold this sin against them.' And when he had said this, he fell asleep." So see, in this story, Stephen killed out of a zeal for the Lord, for the law. And see Saul, who later became known to the Gentiles as Paul, standing together with the murderers of Stephen. We Jewish people just don't do it that way. It's good that he's dead. And that's Saul before. Before the transformation of his heart by the Spirit of God. In fact, before the transformation of the heart by the Spirit of God, all people are merely trying to be good. Just trying to be good, trying to get it right. I'm trying to pass laws to stop the baddies from doing the bad things that I understand is bad. And so, of course, I'm trying to do good. And if you get in the way of that, and you're speaking for God, but I'm doing good things, I will stop you. That's all. People are just trying to do good. And often, they can be seen lashing out at people who are walking in the Spirit of God. Do you hear that? And so, is that fair to say from the scripture this morning? Acts 21 and Acts 22, people who are religiously legalistic, either people who do not yet know Christ, or people who have only recently learned about Christ, right? In Acts 21, they said thousands among the Jews of those who have believed. Yeah? People who are not yet changed by the grace of God at work in them. Do you hear that? Changed by the grace of God at work in them do not look different than before. People who are not yet changed do not look different than before. Saved by grace through faith and not by works, so that no one can boast. I believe. Believers follow what they believe. Believers follow the God who saves, who gives instructions by his Holy Spirit to anybody moment by moment. Believe and follow in it. And it will bring you into conflict with people who either do not yet believe or do not follow. This is the teaching of Scripture. This is the experience of Paul in the book of Acts, the Holy Spirit guiding and people coming to loggerheads who are not listening to the Spirit of God. But we can all know that, and we can all be led in that. How have you changed since you became a Christian? What changes does God continue to make in you? What about your identity is different because you have come to know Christ? The people who knew you then, what would they say about who you are now? And what about you now is different than who you were in the previous season of your life? How do you think differently since hearing recently from God about how you should be?